Well, the private sector has put its hand up to assist government following the recent oversight visit to the port of Durban by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula and Minister of Public Enterprises, Mr. Praveen Gordhan. One of the issues of concern that have been raised was, in fact, congestion, with the port of Durban being one of the most busiest ports in the world and certainly one of the most busiest in Africa. The Integrated Facilities Management Company, Sir Vest, also engaged the Minister of Transport on water transport solutions for port cities in South Africa, and that of course will include Durban, Richards Bay, Gqeberha, as well as the port of Cape Town, as well as smaller ports like Saldanha, etc. We are on the line to Sir Vest Marine Managing Director Lewandile Mabuza. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
You know, Ms. Mabuza, tell us, what are the main issues that plague the port of Durban, but is also faced by, well, many other port cities in the country? I mean, it has already been reported that the Western Cape provincial government has now also invited the president to an oversight visit at the port of Cape Town. So what are the issues that plague South Africa's ports?
I would say that, you know, the congestion issue is an issue that is not unique to South Africa. So I just want to clarify that. I mean, if you look at reports from last year, just the second half of last year alone, we saw major ports like Los Angeles, Long Beach, China ports, most of the Asian ports were really plagued by congestion. So congestion is what is ultimately the cause of trade, international trade. It's just an externality of international trade. However, where we have found it problematic is that our cities have grown around the port. And therefore, when we increase international trade, then what happens is that it results in congestion. So what has happened over the years is that as we experienced, you know, growth in economic growth and also growth in international trade, we have had these spikes of traffic congestion around our ports. Now, the thinking and the solutions that we are promoting is that, you know, it's high time we thought about other modalities. So currently in our cities, we use buses, we use trains, and we use our own vehicles. And those contribute to congestion as well. So an alternative solution is looking at water transportation, where we use our waterways to transport people throughout the city. And this is also, again, not unique because this is happening in countries in Africa. It's happening in countries, you know, around the globe. So it's really something that South Africa should adapt and really look at closely. And as the West Marine, we are currently doing this, but we're doing this to service the maritime industry. So we use our fleet, which is our boat, to carry passengers outside of the port. So we could do this for state agencies to improve efficiency within the port. So port health, immigration, people who have to attend to the ship, we can ferry them across from their offices to the actual vessels where they have to go to attend. We can do this for, you know, port workers, where they would be dropped off at a particular point, and we could then ferry them across to their offices or the terminals, and that would reduce the number of vehicles on the road exchanging in the two-lane traffic between the ports and the city.
You know, Ms. Mabuza, regarding Durban in particular, now, Durban in relation to South Africa is quite unique in the sense that you've got the port of Durban situated in such a way that it has to serve as a port. Then you have a large tourism industry that's right on the edge of the port with the Durban beachfront, recreational activities, swimming, etc. And then you have a large residential population that if you take from one end of the port, from Kongela and, you know, the previous Victoria Embankment, now known as, you know, Margaret Mkandi Drive, you have a very high population that actually resides there, and a environmental impact also with the Bluff Nature Reserve on the other side. Durban, in controlling noise, in controlling pollution, what unique solutions has Servest or other companies afforded the port in how to manage those situations adequately?
Basically, that is really the proposal that sits on the table, that we should be considering the alternative solution of water transportation, because given the tourism industry, we may just start with that. Currently, there are plans in place to, you know, expand that that complex, which is, you know, your South Beach complex. And we're saying, why don't we connect, you know, everything from, you know, the Margaret Mugabe right through to Gateway, because you can connect people, put them on a ferry, they can proceed to Ushaka Marine, they can go to the beachfront, as well as go to all the way in Durban North, in Shanga beaches, where they can offload and then take further transport to Gateway Mall. Now, wouldn't that be a pleasure to be able to board a ferry vessel that moves you from Margaret Mugabe all the way through to Umhlanga? So that would avoid you going into traffic. It would avoid the M4, which is currently also congested. And so those are the kind of solutions that we're saying, together with the city, we need to explore the possibility of water transport. I mean, wouldn't it be a pleasure to be able to come out of your hotel and know that you have a ferry waiting for you to take you to Ushaka Marine? So it increases connectivity between the entertainment spaces that we have. And I think with the cruise development also happening in the same place, it's actually going to promote and enhance a lot of tourism around that area. So that's on the tourism front. And then when we also look at, you know, the cargo element, where we look at the trade itself. So we have vessels that call different terminals in Durban. So it's the Point terminals together with the Durban container terminals. And there is an exchange of containers between these terminals, as well as the, you know, we've got also customers, cargo owners, who are situated in the Maiden Wharf areas, who also have containers. So what you're finding is that there is a high volume of exchange of containers within the port. So we're saying, let us also consider a water-based transport solution for that, instead of having trucks go from terminal to terminal, because that also increases the volume of trucks on the road.
Finally, you know, Ms. Mabusa, regarding Servest and the approach towards congestion, specifically cargo congestion, much of the cargo that comes to South Africa, of course, it stays in the coastal areas, but South Africa's growing and burgeoning population is towards Gauteng, which would mean inland ports, transportation on South Africa's roads. What's this long-term solution for congestion, especially cargo congestion? Is it more ports? Is it more efficient ports, or maybe a hybrid between both?
Well, it's always, you know, efficiency is something that is largely debated. But what Transnet is looking at, and I don't speak on behalf of them, but this is all the plans that have been underway, they are looking at inland ports, which promotes, you know, connectivity and distribution areas where cargo can be dropped off and shuttled to the ports, just to alleviate the kind of congestion that we're seeing, where everything now is one-way traffic to the port. So those drop-off areas will be able to alleviate the pressure in the city in the long term, and use short rail shuttle services between those inland ports and the ports. But the second one, which I'm quite excited by, which is what I was talking about in the point before, is using barges to collect cargo between the terminals and between the facilities in the port. So you have now, you would have a multimodal approach or intermodality, where you have not only rail, but you have a barge and you have a truck. So you have more options to transport cargo in and out of the port.
Ms. Lwandile Mabuza, thank you so much for joining us on the radio and an interesting conversation. Indeed, have yourself a good day, the rest of your weekend, and thank you for your insight.
And thank you so much for your time, and I wish you a good day.
Well, that was the port of Durban and related ports in the rest of the country post a visit by members of the ministerial team, including the president himself, observing issues at the port. Port of Durban has come a long, long way.